once more, the issue of the appropriate boundary between church and state has taken center stage before the Supreme Court. This time, the question before the court is whether or not a cross erected by private citizens more than 70 years ago in the Mojave Desert on federal land in memory of war veterans violates our Constitution. The suit was brought by a former National Park Service employee. But more than the specifics of the case itself, I found the exchange between Justice Scalia and the ACLU attorney arguing why the cross is inappropriate fascinating and revealing. At some point during the proceedings, Justice Scalia, and I suppose one would say he was defending the placement of the cross, said, "The cross was the most common symbol of the resting place of the dead." The attorney, who happens to be Jewish, responded, "The cross is the most common symbol of the resting place of Christians. I have been in Jewish cemeteries. There is never a cross on a tombstone of a Jew." Scalia, who by several accounts appeared annoyed by this response, also said during the course of the argument before the court, "What would you have them erect? Some conglomerate of a cross, a Star of David, and you know, a Muslim half moon and star?" It strikes me that the exchange at the Supreme Court was similar to the one that recently took place in the Senate as our representatives were debating aspects of the health care overhaul. During the course of the hearings, Senator John Kyle, Republican of Arizona, stated, "I don't need maternity care, so requiring that on my insurance policy is something that I don't need and will make the policy more expensive." To which Senator Debbie Stabenow, Democrat of Michigan, responded, "I think your mom probably did." Senator Kyle joked that this was true, but it was a long time ago, as if somehow that made a difference. It seems that Scalia and Kyle suffer from the same form of myopia, the lack of the ability to see a situation from another's point of view. Rather than shedding more light about the issues that were before them, both men revealed something about themselves, their inability to realize that their perspective is not the only perspective, particularly when you're entrusted to judge or to create our nation's laws. Scalia seemed to believe, because he was comfortable with his religious symbol, everyone else, irrespective of their beliefs, should be as well. And Kyle seemed to forget that in a nation that claims to value families, that pregnancy is not solely the responsibility of a woman. As a kid, I remember learning, don't judge another until you've walked a mile in their shoes. It was a reminder that we shouldn't just see the world from our own vantage point, that we should stretch ourselves and attempt to appreciate the experiences that those different from us would have known. It was an attempt, I believe, to help us become better people, and I believe, better Americans. It seems that our nation would be well served if some of our leaders had also learned this lesson in their youth. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. Check out our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.